Today, we're beginning a series called At the Movies. Over the next couple of weeks, this series will take contemporary stories in the form of movies to illustrate biblical truths for our lives. Now, if this sounds a little different to you, it may surprise you to know that Jesus did this very thing when he told stories called parables to illustrate biblical truths while he lived on this earth. As a matter of fact, it was a favorite teaching method of Jesus. Jesus would often compare truths about God's kingdom to things people encounter every day to help them understand more clearly. He would often say, the kingdom of God is like a farmer sowing seed, or a mustard seed, or a man who goes on a long journey, or a father waiting for a lost son to come home. The goal of a parable, or a series like At the Movies, is that you may understand something more clearly about God and his plan for your life, but also that you may desire to deepen your relationship with him. Today, I want to show you some powerful scenes from an emotionally moving story about an extraordinary kid that did not look ordinary on the outside. I want you to meet Augie, and I want you to notice how many times this lovable little boy talks about how he deals with the struggle of not being ordinary.
I know I'm not an ordinary 10-year-old kid. I mean, I do ordinary things. Eat ice cream, ride my bike. I'm really good at playing sports. Well, on my Xbox. I love Minecraft, science, dressing up for Halloween. I love the lightsaber fight with my dad and watch Star Wars movies with him and drive my big sister crazy. And dream about being in outer space, just like any ordinary kid. I just don't look ordinary when I'm doing these things. Not even my birth was ordinary. It was hilarious. Now, how can a birth be hilarious, you ask? A teenage doctor helps.
This is my first day.
Nate.
A massive video camera also aids the situation. But to really be funny, you need what all the best jokes have. A punchline.
He's coming!
Where's the baby? Go with the baby! Go with the baby!
I've had 27 surgeries since then. They've helped me to breathe, to see, to hear without a hearing aid, and some even helped me look a bit better. But none of them have made me look ordinary.
He said he doesn't want to go.
But he's ready.
No, he's not ready.
I cannot homeschool him forever. Every year that we wait, it'll just be harder to start. This is the first year of middle school for everyone. He will not be the only new kid.
Okay, well, he's gonna be the only new kid that looks like him. Look, will you stop blowing bells for just 1 second and please listen? It's like leading a lamb to the slaughter, and you know it.
I know I'll never just be an ordinary kid. Ordinary kids don't make other kids run away from playgrounds. Ordinary kids don't get stared at wherever they go. But it's okay if you want to stare too. My name is Augie Pullman. Next week, I start fifth grade. And since I've never been to real school before, I'm pretty much totally and completely petrified.
So many people talked about how this movie has impacted them. everyone from young kids to teenagers to mature adults. As a pastor and someone who loves communication and how it connects with people, I was curious as to why this story moves so many people. I think it's honestly because, in some way, we're all a different version of Augie. In some ways, we feel ordinary, but there's something or a lot of things we don't like about ourselves, things that aren't ordinary. I'm guessing that you're insecure about something. It might be the way you look, what you can't do, or what you're not. Maybe your hair's too thin, your legs are too thick, or your ears are too big. Maybe your skin is too pale, or like me, you have hair coming out of your ears and you spend more time grooming than anything else when you get ready. Maybe you've struggled with not being smart enough, or funny enough, or athletic enough, successful or rich enough, talented enough, pretty enough. Maybe there's a dark secret in your past that no one knows. So what do we do? Well, we do our own version of what Augie did. We put on the helmet. We cover our insecurity. We hide it. We try to disguise it. Or we might try to compensate for the parts of us that we don't like. It might be lots of makeup, or you buy a lot of things. Maybe you only wear brand name clothes, trying to create an image of something that people will like. Maybe you do it by trying to live a party lifestyle. That's one of the masks I used to wear. But there's something, some part of you, that you still don't like, and you wonder deep down, why am I like this? Well, first of all, let me say something very important. You are no accident. You are the handiwork of God. Psalm 139, verses 13 through 16 says, "You created my inmost being, and you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body, and all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." In other words, God knew exactly what he was doing when he made you, and he has an extraordinary calling for your life. One of my favorite lines in the movie happens when Augie's parents decide to put him into a new school. Knowing that it would be really, really difficult, just before he walks in, Augie's sister gave him some great advice. I know it spoke to me, and I'm hoping it'll speak to you.
My mom says that on my fourth birthday, I wished for a little brother. And when he was born, it only took me a few seconds, and I was all over him.
Can you hear me?
If they stare, let them stare. You can't blend in when you were born to stand out.
I love what Augie's sister said. If they stare, let them stare. You can't blend in when you were born to stand out. I hope you'll embrace the fact that you were created to stand out. You were born to make a difference. Now, you may feel like there's something in your life that disqualifies you, but it doesn't. God wants to know you and then heal you. He wants to help you take off the mask you're hiding behind. One of the most powerful scenes is when Augie's mom asked him to take off his helmet. Just like God, I love the way she gently helped him see that we all have marks, some our fault and some not our fault. But nothing powerful can happen as long as we're hiding behind something that we don't want others to see.
So, Augie?
Yeah?
Hi. How was your first day of school?
Earth to Augie, we ask you a question. Come on, how was your day?
Good.
Good how? Good like it was good?
Or good like it was bad and you just don't want to tell us.
It was good, okay? I just don't know what you want me to say. It was good.
Hey. If you're mad at Mom about going to school, it was my idea too.
Why can't I just say good like anybody else?
Today.
Are they gonna ask about my day?
That is not the way we leave the table. Hey, come on. Talk to me. Sit down. Take that off, please.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It'll be okay.
Why do I have to be so ugly?
You are not ugly, Augie.
You just have to say that because you're my mom.
Oh, because I'm your mom, it doesn't count?
Yeah.
Because I'm your mom, it counts the most, because I know you the most. You are not ugly, and anyone who cares to know you will see that.
They won't even talk to me. It matters that I look different. I try to pretend that it doesn't, but it does.
I know.
Is it always gonna matter?
Honey, listen. Look at me. We all have marks on our face. I have this wrinkle here from your first surgery, and I have these wrinkles here from your last surgery. This is the map that shows us where we're going. And this is the map that shows us where you've been. And it's never.
What about your gray hair?
That's compliments of your dad, I think.
Here's the truth. We all have marks, and it's human nature to want to hide them. I actually grew up very insecure. I grew up in a home that struggled financially. And most of my friends in high school were from affluent families. I felt very inadequate. And I've made some mistakes in my life, things I wish no one would ever find out. You know, we all have marks on our life, things that make us feel insecure, unworthy, inadequate. So what do? Well, we try to hide them. That's the first thing Adam and Eve did in the very first story of the Bible. When they ate the fruit on the forbidden tree in the garden, the Bible says that they hid themselves. And that's what we do. We cover up the things we don't want people to see, then live our lives hiding, only letting people see what we want them to see. I know I do. I'm a type 3 on the Enneagram, and I can put on a mask to try to impress others if I want to make myself look important or strong. For you, it might be looking smart, cool, or popular. For some, you're trying to look stylish, or looking like the mom who has it all together, or the businessman who's successful. But then we get alone with ourselves, and we feel the clash between the person we want to be and the person we really are. What we don't realize is that masks don't work. Proverbs 14 and 13 says, "Laughter cannot mask a heavy heart. When the laughter ends, the grief remains." So what's the solution? Well, we need to understand that the first step in our healing comes when we get honest. We'll never find freedom with the mask on. It happens when we take the mask off. And that's what happened to Augie. His life began to change when he took off his mask and he let others in.
Hey, Jack, come sit here. In a sec. Where's he going? Hey, thanks for your help today.
No problem.
And don't worry, I got a couple wrong, so Miss Petosa wouldn't know.
I'm not worried. The worst they can do is kick me out.
Not loving school either, huh?
Oh, it's great.
I wanted to go to Way Middle, one of the great sports teams.
Then why'd you come here?
They gave me the scholarship.
Well, if you need help in science, you can come to my house after school. You know, if you want.
Great, thanks. What's wrong?
I just don't like eating in front of people.
What do you mean?
It's a long story, but when I eat, I think I chew like some prehistoric swamp turtle.
No joke. Me too.
Now there's tuna in your face.
Yeah, tuna man.
No, no, no. Let me show you how it's done.
Dude, that's even more gross.
If you notice, Jack Will, Augie's new friend, wasn't scared or turned off by Augie's flaws. He loved Augie for who he was. And that's what can happen when we have the courage to let people in. But with transparency also comes risk. And that's what happened when Jack was dealing with his own insecurities. Even though he loved Augie, his need to feel popular and fit in drove him to do something that he'd later regret.
I don't care what Jack Will says about Christmas. For me, Halloween is the best holiday in the world. It's so awesome. When I'm wearing a costume, I usually walk with my head down to avoid being seen. But on Halloween, I walk with my head up high. He did the
mash. It got on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
I don't even know who that was. He didn't even know who I was. It's so cool, especially because people don't like to touch me, because they think I'm contagious. Oh yeah, Chewie, up high. Boom goes the dynamite.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
Like him.
That's about right.
Yeah. And he's always reminded me of like a shrunken head, you know?
Oh, or an orc.
Yeah.
If I looked like him, I'd swear I'd put a hood over my face. Yeah.
If I look like him, I think I'd kill myself.
Why do you hang out with him so much, Jack?
Yeah. I don't know. Tushman asked me to be his welcome buddy, and now he just follows me around everywhere.
Well, that must stink. That must stink.
Oh, yeah, just.
You know, when someone disappoints you, you have a choice to make. You can put the mask back on and go back into hiding. And that option feels safe, but it's actually the worst thing we can do. Although Augie was hurting, he found the courage to let new friends in, even though it could possibly open him up to more pain. But you will only be able to grow in friendship and community if you're willing to let people in and see you as you are, and more importantly, let them accept you for who you are.
Hey, what's wrong?
Go away.
Oh, hey, Jack. Come sit with us.
Yeah, come on, man.
I wonder what happened.
Maybe Jack touched Augie and couldn't wash his hands in time. Jack finally got the plague.
That's not very nice.
Well, we didn't start it. Where are you going?
Hi, I'm Summer.
Arnold, we're in the same homeroom. You don't have to do this.
Do what?
You don't have to be my friend. I know Tushman talked to you.
I don't know what you're talking about, Augie.
I know Tushman talked to some kids before school started and told them they had to be friends with me.
He didn't talk to me.
Yeah, he did.
No, he did not.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't. I swear on my life.
Okay. You don't have to get mad.
I don't like being accused of things, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry.
You should be.
She really didn't talk to you?
Augie!
Okay, why are you sitting here then?
Because I want some nice friends for a change.
Me too.
Cool beans.
But you'll get the plague.
Good.
Summer has the plague.
Shut up. So what happened with Jack Will?
Promise you won't tell?
I love that Summer overlooked the things that Augie didn't like about himself. She wasn't afraid of the things that he was trying to cover. When she cared about Augie, she cared about all of him, even the flaws. And you know, you may never heard this before, but God does the same thing. Too many people think that God will only accept perfection, holiness, that God will accept them when they get their act together. But he loves you just the way you are. Maybe you've gone through a divorce, or you've had to file bankruptcy, or you're struggling with an addiction. You need to know God loves you, and so do we. You need to know that there are people all around you today who will love and accept you exactly as you are and take the journey of healing and change with you. And that's what happens in this story. Summer helped Jack realize what he had done to hurt his friend Augie, and that was the first step towards real healing.
Hey, Summer?
Hey, you okay?
Yeah, fine. Just...
this is going to sound stupid, but do you know why Augie stopped liking me?
You should ask him.
I have, but ever since Halloween, he just won't talk to me. I mean, you know what? I don't care. Sorry.
Ghostface.
Wait, what?
That's all I can tell you.
Okay. Now that we've finished our tests, I want you all to start thinking about our fifth grade science fair project, which you will need to work on to have ready after spring break. Okay? Now, it could be about anything. Just make sure to... create something you're excited about, something you're proud to show. Mr. Will? Mr. Will? Something more important to think about?
No.
So, it'll be teams of two. Your partner will be your table mate.
Miss Petosa? I know we're supposed to be in pairs, but Jack Amos and I had the science fair project idea that we wanted to work on together.
Okay, maybe we can switch.
No.
Sorry? What?
No, it's okay. I'll stay with who I've got. I'll stick with Augie.
Hey, what did you do that for?
Dude, I don't want to switch.
Why not? Do you really want to be partners with that freak?
Dear Mr. Tushman, I'm very sorry for punching Julian. It was wrong of me to do that. I know you may need to expel me, but I'd still rather not say why I did what I did. It might get Julian in trouble too, and that's not fair. Sincerely, Jack Will.
Dear Mr. Will, one thing I've learned in 20 years in education is that there are two sides to every story. So I think I can imagine what started the fight. While nothing justifies striking another student, I know good friends are worth defending. So, after your 2-day suspension, your scholarship will be waiting for you. Just keep up the good work and keep being the fine boy we all know you to be. Sincerely, Mr. Tushman.
I love that Jack stood up for his friend Augie. And in the next scene, you'll see Augie and Jack's relationship beginning to mend. One of the things I want you to know today is God loves you. He has a great future for you. But you're not going to be able to do that alone. By God's own design, he puts us in a family of other people, and he calls it the church. As imperfect as it is, you need a family of people who will go through life with you. Some of you today are here for the first time. Others of you haven't been around for a long time. Some of you have been very sporadic in your involvement in church, and your life is falling apart. And you know why? You need a family. And I want to personally invite you to be a part, to get involved again. Galatians 6:2 says, "Carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ." Even when you experience hurt, there's hope through the power of forgiveness and reconciliation because of Jesus. As you see in this next scene, reconciliation is one of the most beautiful things you will ever experience. Remember, God wants to move in our life, but we've got to take off the mask and let God do His work in us. So how about it? Why not today? Why don't you let God give you a fresh start? You're not an accident, and the things you're hiding behind can become a thing of the past. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And this next scene shows what God can do when we live our lives without the mask.
Looking sharp.
Thanks, Dad.
I'm talking about me. Wait, you look good too. I think it's safe to say the Pullman men are crushing it today. You come a long way, huh?
Yeah.
Augie, I am proud of you for sticking it out.
You didn't think I would, did you?
Of course I did. Okay, well, come on, you gotta. I mean, when you started, you were still wearing the astronaut helmet in public.
I love that helmet. I wish I knew where it was.
It's in my office.
What? Yeah. Dad, that was a gift. You had nowhere to hide it.
Augie, please don't be mad. You gotta understand, you were wearing it all the time. I never got to see you anymore. I missed your face. I know you don't always like it, but I love it. It's my son's face. I want to see it. You forgive me?
No. Yes. Does Mom know?
No, God, no, she'd kill me. But I can maybe find it if you need it back.
That's okay.
You know, when this story began, Augie constantly hid behind the space helmet. But now, without hiding behind the mask, he discovered he was something special. How about you? Imagine the life you could live if you stopped trying to be someone else. If you embraced who God uniquely created you to be. We all have marks. We all have a past. But every one of them can be healed by and even used by God in a good way. But there's only one person who can do that in us. There's only one who can make old things new. The Bible says, anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone and a new life has begun. In other words, God doesn't exist just to forgive you. He wants to make you brand new. And as we close, let me show you one more scene from the movie. Augie is surprised by the positive influence he had brought to people by allowing people to see him for who he really is. He finally realizes that he's not ordinary, and that's not a bad thing. You are not ordinary. You are perfectly designed by God to change the world around you for His glory.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, graduates, final award this morning is the Henry Ward Beecher Medal. To honor students who have been notable or exemplary, usually it's a good works, a service award. But I came upon a passage that he wrote which made me realize that good works come in many forms. Greatness, he wrote, lies not in being strong, but in the right using of strength. He or she is the greatest whose strength carries up the most hearts by the attraction of his own. Without further ado, this year I am very proud to award the Henry Ward Beecher Medal to the student whose quiet strength has carried up the most hearts. So, will August Pullman please come up here to receive this award?
walking up towards that stage, I felt like I was floating. My heart was beating so fast. I didn't really understand why I was getting a medal. It's not like I blew up the Death Star. All I did was get through fifth grade, just like everyone else here.
Congratulations.
That's for you.
Then again, maybe that's kind of the point. Maybe the truth is, I'm really not so ordinary. Maybe if we knew what other people were thinking, we'd know that no one's ordinary. And we all deserve a standing ovation, at least once in our lives. My friends do. My teachers do. My sister does for always being there for me. My dad does for always making us laugh. And my mom does the most for never giving up on anything, especially me. It's like that last precept Mr. Brown gave us. Be kind, for everyone is fighting a hard battle. And if you really want to see what people are, all you have to do is look.
I know everybody in here probably has some insecurities in your life, something that you don't like, something that you'd rather not people know about. And I'm going to pray for those in a minute, but I'm going to pray for something else right now. I want you to bow your heads and close your eyes, would you please? Some of you, when you came in this room, when you started watching online, you know things weren't right between you and the Lord. And I love what Augie's dad said. Is all the time that he was hiding behind in his helmet, behind that mask, he said, I missed your face. I believe the Heavenly Father is speaking to some people right now through the Holy Spirit. And you've been running from him. You've been playing games with him. And he's telling you right now, I miss your face. I want to have that relationship renewed and restored. And if that's you, you simply need to pray something like this. Lord Jesus, I thank you for who you are and what you've done, that you are the Son of God and you came to this earth and took upon human flesh and paid the price for our sins by dying on a cross. But you also rose to new life so that we can have new life too. And I ask you to forgive me of my past and the way that I've been living. Give me a new life right now. Make me whole, make me complete. And I surrender to your lordship. Lead my life through your word and through your spirit from this day forward. I'm going to ask everyone in the room, just pray this prayer of profession with me. Say, Jesus, I give you my life. Come on, one more time. Jesus, I give you my life. Now, with your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if that's you, and you made that decision to follow him today for the first time or the first time in a long time, I'm not here to call you out or anything. What I would like to do, though, is pray for you this week. I'd like for you to be brave enough to say that, yeah, that's me. I made a decision to follow him today. While no one's looking around, would you just slip your hand up really, really high? Leave it up just for a moment so I can pray for you this week. Yeah, that's right. Amen. Amen. Just a moment more. Hold them up really high. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. All right, you can put them down. Lord, we thank you for changed lives. We thank you for hope that has been renewed and restored to our lives. We thank you that our past is gone and that now we stand before you clean and now we have our life of purpose and destiny lying in front of us, Lord. I pray that each and every person who made that decision to follow you today, Lord, would find that the weight of sin is lifted off of their shoulders and that joy is invading their heart and their soul and their mind right now. For every person in this room that feels some sort of doubt or insecurity or they don't like something in their life, something about maybe the way that they are or the way that they look, Lord, I pray that they would see themselves as you see them, fearfully, wonderfully made, perfectly knit together in their mother's womb. And everything that we, every part of us that we don't like, everything that we think is missing, Lord, I believe is an opportunity for you to allow us to stand out for your glory. Help us to see that, Lord, and help us to use those things so that we can point people to you. God, I pray your blessings upon every person that is in this room, that is watching online. I ask you, Lord, to see themselves as you see them. And Lord, when they leave this place today, may they leave with their heads held high, their shoulders square, knowing that you have a purpose and a destiny, a calling for their life, and that no thing about them, no thing that is insufficient or something that they don't like can keep your promises from coming true in their lives. And Lord, we thank you for that, and we accept that reality in Jesus' name for our own lives, and we give you praise for that. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to look at somebody sitting next to you, and I know you may have a lot of doubts and insecurities about yourself. I want to look at somebody next to you and say, you know what? I like who I am. Do that right now. Tell them right now. Now, I want you to tell that person that just said that to you, say, I kind of like who you are too, okay? That's right. Hey, why don't you celebrate with me today? Three people gave their hearts to Jesus Christ in this place. The greatest decision that could ever be made. Amen. If you made a decision to follow him, or maybe you're looking for a way to get involved, and the service is over with, our grow team is going to be down at the front here. We can tell you about North Life. We can answer any questions you have about following Jesus. We are so proud of you and would love to get you connected, not only as you connect to Jesus, but also get you connected to a wonderful church family that loves you and wants to see God do great things in your life as well. Why don't you stand with me, please, before we go today, and I want to take the privilege to bless you before you leave. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Let's give our response from Psalm 19. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. God bless you, folks. Love you. Have a great week.